Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about shopping. And it's true that we all shop. We all are engaged in a system that asks us to exchange money for goods and services. At least for, you know, the majority of the time. This is also linked to our ability to resource and even endure and survive. We need, because none of us are, or very, very, very few of us are actually self-sufficient and able to support ourselves based on what we can ourselves. We need to rely on other people, and the mechanism for that is shopping at the moment. This relationship with shopping can actually be quite problematic for some. So this week we're going to have a look at just how and why that comes about and have a look at some steps that you might be able to take to address that if you notice that you're a relationship with shopping is starting to get out of control a little bit. So when it comes to dependency or addiction, people that tend to shop more than is helpful for them, the process is very similar to that of other addictions and dependencies in that the behavior has become relied upon as a way of self-regulation. So whether it be managing stress, whether it be engaging in that behavior to feel better, has become a well-worn path. And what happens over time is we develop a tolerance for certain behaviors. And basically what that means is we just need to do more of the same activity to get the same result. And the more that we do it, the less bang for your buck that we actually get. It's a concept called the hedonic treadmill that basically means the longer we stay on it, the longer we repeat certain activities, the less bang for your buck, the less likely they are to make us feel good. And so therefore we need to engage in more of them as a result of that. For some people, this can be a really dangerous pattern of repetitive behavior that can get them into all sorts of financial stress. And unfortunately, if one of the ways that they manage stress is through shopping to make themselves feel better, it can actually then become a bit like a dog chasing its tail. Obviously, for all of us as well, it's getting easier and easier to do this. And there's some mechanisms that make it really difficult for some people. Things like credit cards, things like Afterpay, things like even shopping apps now that are so prevalent actually mean now that we don't go window shopping anymore. We go couch shopping. We sit on there, we can shop, we can spend money without even leaving the house. And that means that there's a few opportunities there for this behavior to get a hold of us. So if what I'm saying is ringing true to you, I'd encourage you to consider your personal relationship with shopping. Is it taking up? How is its place in your life sitting? Is it taking up more time than you'd like it to? Is it becoming a bit more of a focus? My next question is to consider, well, what am I actually telling myself about this actual behavior? And is it true? Am I telling myself that I need something to make myself feel something? And actually checking in and being a bit real with yourself and asking whether that's true. Has it become a bit of a hobby that's overstayed its usefulness? That's another consideration. Depending on how you answer any of those questions, then, you know, I'd encourage you to seek opportunities to increase your sense of self-control, and starting by even just thinking about what would the motivator be? What would the benefits of changing this behavior be? Would you have more money? Would you spend more time, you know, engaging in other leisure activities, being outside? Would you have less things to have to worry about? Having a clear goal is really, really important. So even being time specific and saying for the month of August or September, I'm going to try and rein in my spending would be a really, you know, helpful start. Considering involving others, talking to them about what's going on, talking about the change you'd like to make, and involving them in the process is something that time and time again people find it helps them achieve their goals. And then lastly, I mean, having to think about how you then step back into that shopping frenzy and how you might be able to exercise control. Could it be better to change how you shop and to delete some of the apps and actually get back out there? It's going to be harder to spend money if we have to actually get out there, get in the car, find a car park and do the shopping rather than just being able to sit at home and do that as well. And this week's mind game is actually for all of us to consider whether we have more than we actually need. It's true, just about everywhere that it shows up, that there are limits to materialism, things, external things, ability to actually make us happy. And the research is clear time and time again that the more things we have, the more money we have, happiness actually plateaus. And I'd have everyone consider what the cost is for both ourselves and our self-management, but also for the environment. And then think about how you might be able to buy yourself some real happiness this week with Mind Games.